Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Council Connections show with Michael Goodridge. Connection is made.
And welcome to the Council Connections show with Michael Goodridge from Yarra Council. I'm your community development officer for the Upper Yarra. And we've got a great line in our shop today, some great guests, but it's been a beautiful entry into, I feel like, early winds now. There's the clouds coming across the hills now and a bit of a drizzle of rain, and gorgeous place to live in the valley as well. And a big shout out to Rosie and River, who are listening at home as well. Hope you're having a great time. Today's show, we've got a few great guests. First up, we've got an interview with Nat and Kelly around Council's annual grants, followed by a chat with Leanne and Chelsea from ECOS about the Nullu Festival coming up on the 14th of June. A bit of a song, and then next time we chat with Shani all about what's happening in the libraries in Hillsville and Yarra Junction. And lastly for the show, we've got Teddy coming on the show to talk about the youth voice, what's happening in the Yarra Council with our youth programs. But first off, I'm going to pass over to Nat and Kelly for our annual grant program.
Thanks for that, Michael, and welcome back to our next segment. Next up, we have the wonderful Natalie Montano, who's joining us from Council's grants team. Welcome, Nat.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks for having us. Really appreciate Yarra Valley FM for giving us the opportunity to talk about our annual grants round, which is now opened for the 2025 year. And you've probably noticed a bit of change of name. So it was Grants for Community, but we've changed it to a more logical name, which they happen annually. So we've called it Annual Grants. So there you go. So they're now open.
Yeah. Sounds pretty straightforward to me. And obviously it's a very busy time for the grants team at this time of the year with the grants open. So you're busy fielding phone calls from the community?
That's correct. One of the eligibility criteria is for applicants to speak to a council officer, and they're all listed on the website and the application form. So, you know, we just want to talk about your idea, see if we can help you in any way, partner you up with partners that are doing similar things that you're unsure of or unaware of. And so it makes a stronger project and a stronger application too with those strong partners. And, you know, and we're here to guide you as well and help you as much as we can.
Look, and I know Michael and I and the other community development officers and people in our environment team and creative communities, we're all taking some wonderful phone calls, having some conversations over coffee with potential grant seekers and applicants at the moment. There's some wonderful ideas bubbling away for projects. I guess these projects are open for funding to roll out in 2025. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. They can apply for, you know, there's three different streams, their community development, arts and heritage and festivals and events. They can apply up to $10,000 per project. But for the larger festivals, there's been an increase up to $15,000, which is great news because things are going up, and especially insurances and things. So we've made that adjustment for the festivals, and we have a little bit more money in the kitty as well. We have, you know, $575,000, so we've added an extra $75,000. It's just to meet some more of the demand, because you know we need a lot of assistance and things with grassroots grants that are projects that are happening out there. So it's all great. So
yeah,
it's a good news story.
Oh, absolutely, Nat. And look, history suggests that the annual grants are really popular. So there's always lots of ideas, lots of applications come through. So that's wonderful news that the budgets have been upped a little bit to support our communities to do the great things that community groups do. So
no, we're really excited about that. Yeah.
And as far as applicants can apply for between $10,000 and $15,000, depending on which stream. What's the overall aim of the program itself?
Well, the overall aim is basically, you know, it's partner with council. We want to concentrate on projects that foster well-being and mental health. Social connections, so a festival is a great idea for people coming together, connecting, just positive vibes, and especially artists and individuals. Heritage research is going to apply this year. That's a new thing this year. If someone's doing a research historical project, you know, they can apply as an individual. So going back to eligibility, talking about you need to be a not-for-profit organisation, either you're incorporated or not incorporated, or you can be an individual artist or an individual research analyst. I guess you'll call them project research. But yes, but if you aren't incorporated and you're an individual, you do need an auspice. Now, these auspices look after the funding of the grant, and they look after the financials of the grant, and they pay for your costs and things like that. And they might support you in insurance and other things as well. So,
and as far as an auspice goes, that might be a new word for some of our listeners. So are you able to give us some examples of who in the local community might be able to take on that role as an auspice if you aren't an incorporated applicant?
Sure. They need to be an incorporated not-for-profit organisation. So things like your neighbourhood houses, your local neighbourhood houses would be a great auspice for a community development grant. And for the artists, Auspicious Arts is another auspice that can also auspice your projects. Barringer have done a lot of auspicing for artists and festivals as well. And Yava is another one in Hillsville. They do a lot of auspicing as well. But if you do need an auspice, I'd suggest you probably contact them sooner rather than later, because last minute they might not have time to coordinate it, because you do need to organise a memorandum of understanding, like a contract, or not contract, an agreement, which you need to upload with your application.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful, Nat. And as far as you mentioned earlier, the funding stream, so we've got community development, we've got arts and heritage, and we've got festivals and events. So are you able to unpack each of those funding streams a little bit more for our listeners?
So community development, we're focusing on projects that strengthen the community with increasing, as I said before, social connection, and activities which improve well-being and the quality of life. The focus areas that we're looking for is health and well-being, inclusion for people with disability, the environment, reconciliation, young people and children and families, and healthy and active ageing. So all those segments that we're concentrating on. So a good example is Yarra Valley ECOS. They do a project called Crops for Community. They've been going for a couple of years now, which is a great inclusive program, and it involves volunteers growing and harvesting food. They take the food to Yarra Valley Market at ECOS, or they donate it also to Koa Cafe and Una Tucker Bag, and they cook with that, with whatever is harvested. So it's social inclusion, it's, health and well-being by harvesting and growing on the land. It's good for mental well-being, and it's a fantastic project all round. If you want to go into, community development, they build connection and healthy, resilient communities and provide innovative responses to community issues and increase the volunteering and community engagement. So Yarra Valley ECOS Crops for Community ticks all those boxes.
Yeah, and jumping on a brilliant project, like you say, it's been up and running for a couple of years now. And to piggyback on the back of that idea, Hillsville Community Garden was funded as well in the annual grants this year. And talking of resilience and social connection and opportunities for people to come together, back in April, I think the volunteers on the day, it was the most miserable day possible, but it screamed resilience. Everybody was there. There were a number of community groups that came along to support the activity on the day. And then the afternoon rounded out with community voices in the park, which was just wonderful to see the local community choirs, the U3A members down there having a sing-along as well. And just another example of a great project that has been put forward community-led and funded by our annual grants programs. What about the arts and heritage? Have you got a few examples that you could share in that funding stream?
Yeah, there's some great examples in the arts and heritage category. We've had some great projects. One that's happening at the moment is called Community Keys. I love this one. And they've got about 6 upright pianos that are distributed throughout Yarra Ranges. There's one in front of the Memo, and there's one at Lilydale Lilydale Lake, and I was down on in Hillsville a couple of weekends ago, and my son, who's practicing piano, learning piano, hops on the piano and has a bit of a play, and it was just wonderful. And music and is great. It's great therapy, and it's just a joy to sort of see people have that access to pianos around, you know, the Yarra Ranges, and it's a beautiful project. And the other one is Yarra Valley Open Studios, which is it's actually the artists in the Yarra Ranges region. They're opening up their galleries and their homes to people to come and have a look at their gallery, meet face to face with them, and see what they do. And you have an option to possibly purchase an art piece as well if one comes to fancy. So it's a really great project, and that I think that goes through 3 weekends, I'm pretty sure. But another great example.
Mm. Yeah, happening later on in the year, and a really amazing opportunity to go into the inner world of artists and into their creative spaces. They're so warm with opening their doors to their studios and sharing their wisdom on the day. So another great project that's been funded. And I guess last but no means least is our festivals and events stream. And you made mention that the budget for our larger festivals has been increased to $15,000 to help with those rising costs.
Yes, so that's a great win for us. So we're hoping that we can support larger festivals a little bit more this year. So, you know, some festivals that we've had in Warburton is the River Folk Festival. That's a 3-day festival of music, and they have workshops and functions, and they have outdoor music, so you can go for free. There's ticketed events and free events, so that's great for the Warburton community. There's also the Warburton Film Festival that happens once a year, then again another 3-day event. And there's also the international event, like the Downhill Skate Festival, which is another 3-day event, and that's at Mount Donabuang. And that attracts internationals, interstate, locals, and it's great. And it's targeted at youth, and it's a great all-round project. So it's really exciting for an event like that to be in Yarra Ranges.
And there could also be opportunities. Obviously, they're wonderful larger-scale events, but there's also opportunities for smaller community festivals to be involved as well.
Yes, for sure. Like the Warburton Film Festival, that is smallish. There's street festivals that you can do as well. Halloween on the Green, that's quite large. But, yes, there are smaller festivals that you can also do.
Yeah, and like you said right at the start, Nat, it is a requirement of the grants program that if you do have an idea, to reach out to us at council. So either connect in with your local community development offices, our creative communities team, or the grants team. So how do people find out who to chat to? Where do they go to find that information out?
Well, you can hop on the Yarra Ranges website and just type in annual grants to our little magnifying glass, to our search function, and it'll come up. And it'll say, you just select council offices and the list will be there. There's hot links direct to their emails, so you can email them or you can call on the 1300 number and ask for that person, the names are actually there. So thank you. Yep.
Yeah, no, not a problem at all. And you can also reach out and ask for the grants team at 1300 368 333, or email grants@yarrarangers.vic.gov.au. And applications, they're currently live. They do close on Monday the 17th of June at 3 p.m. sharp.
Yes, that's a Monday. So, we sort of advise that possibly submit your application earlier to that date, because we're inundated on that day. But yes, we'll be there on board on Monday if you need it, if there are any issues at all. But as I said, if you can submit beforehand, that'd be great as well. So we're looking forward to seeing your application, and reach out to us if you like to have a chat and speak about your idea or project, or if you have problems at all getting through. For any questions, so the actual application, if you go into the website, That'll lead you to the Smarter Grants platform, which is where you'll be applying, which is all the forms there and all the questions.
Yeah, so a total recap. Thanks, Nat. So annual grants currently open, closing on Monday the 17th of June. Grants available in community development, arts and heritage and festivals and events streams up to 10,000, 15,000 for our larger festivals. Reach out to us, local community development offices, or via the grants team at 1300 368 333. And you can find more information and Yarra Ranger Council website on www.yarrarangers.vic.gov.au and search grants and annual grants will come up in lights. Thanks so much for joining us today, Nat. It's been wonderful. Good luck to the grants team fielding all these wonderful ideas and all the best for our listeners too if you want to reach out and you've got an idea that you'd like to be funded for the 2025 calendar year. Reach out and we'd be happy to help you. Thanks, Nat.
Thanks, Kelly.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, that's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her. God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turns you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, I don't want much. Good Lord's earth beneath my feet, gentle touch from that one girl and life is sweet and good. Gentle touch, that one girl and life is sweet and good. There ain't no doubt, I'm talking about Kentucky woman. She gets to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, Kentucky woman, Kentucky woman.
And thank you, Nat and Kelly, for that. We have some great examples of community projects and events. And we have a guest here also coming on from ECOS. We have Chelsea and we have Leanne talking about the new festival coming up on the 14th of June, the Nullu Festival. So Chelsea, been going on for quite a while. Can you tell us a bit about the Nullu Festival?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having us. Yeah, it's the fifth year of the Nullu Festival at ECOS this year, and this one's more of a seminar as well, which is held on Wurundjeri country at Yarra Valley ECOS. So, yeah, before we start, I guess I'd just like to acknowledge that it is Reconciliation Week this week, and we've just come from the council reconciliation event, which was really wonderful. And, you know, the theme being now more than ever for this Reconciliation Week's very apt. Nullu is held outside of Reconciliation Week because we acknowledge that the community are very stretched this week and we were responding to requests from the community earlier on. So it's the fifth year of our Nullu Festival and yet we've been running Reconciliation Week events for about 10 years now at ECOS. Yeah, so
So I was just going to jump in and mention that Norlu Festival will be held next Friday at Yarra Valley ECOS on Friday the 14th of June from 5 till 9pm. And that's going to run after the weekly ECOS Valley Market, well, during and after. So normally the market runs from 3.30 till 6, so people can also come along, grab their fresh produce, grab some food and come and enjoy a wonderful program.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a beautiful site too. I think we've spoken off air before about the amazing work that's also part of ECOS's work. So you do not just Norlu Festival, you do a lot of work around working with First Nations in the community on site with the Woiwurrung language and with the Bunjil story as well. So you can tell us a bit about what people can see at ECOS, storytelling around First Nations and the Wurundjeri traditional owners of this land.
Yeah, we've been really fortunate to have Arnie Kim Wandan as our guide, I guess, and our friend and ally for a very long time at ECOS. And we have taken it upon ourselves to try and always have a lens on every activity that we do, on how we can make, you know, add reconciliation into those actions. So, yeah, we've got some great arts projects, outcomes on site and educational opportunities that are always there. And so some of the things we've got is we've got an Indigenous Reconciliation Conversation Fire Pit space, which is a dance and storytelling space that was built by the Kuru kids from Eastern Health many years ago. And we use that. We run education programs. Well, we don't run them, in partnership with Didgeridoo Australia. And so we always make sure that there's always First Nations facilitators of all the First Nations staff. But, yeah, we were lucky to have a mural done by Bidra artist Nikki Brown and Arnie Kim Wandan of the creation story of man and woman. And Arnie Kim Wandan narrated a soundscape and then followed on with a big Bunjil's Nest project. And another thing we do is every week we have our crops for community participants in the community garden, and we grow food for Una Tucker Bag program. And yeah, so we always ensure we've got First Nations performers and welcomes to country at all of our events, main events, as many as we can. So yeah, it feels really great to have ways to channel that energy and, you know, outcomes that we can see, you know, that we are having an impact, and we have really strong relationships with a lot of the First Nations community members.
Yeah, and it's an amazing festival, a great place to celebrate First Nation culture. But ECOS isn't a First Nations organisation, so why is ECOS running a First Nation cultural event? And how do you do that with the traditional owners and the local community?
Yeah, I'm so glad that you asked that, Michael. Thank you. It does come up. That question comes up a lot. And to us, because we have such strong support from the traditional owners, and the feedback has been through having these events, you know, that the mob are really grateful that we create opportunities to bring everyone together and celebrate, and we pay our artists very fairly and, you know, honour and respect their time. But also we think that, you know, we have this incredible site and we have the ability to apply for grants. And even though I have to acknowledge that at the moment, as a non-First Nations organisation, getting grants to do First Nations work is becoming nearly impossible. But we are making it work. We're finding ways because we find it really important, and the feedback from the community is that they love it and love this opportunity, and please keep doing it. So we feel like with the privilege that we have of the beautiful site and the time and space, that we should do this work.
And yeah, and I guess it's also our way of doing reconciliation as,
yes,
I guess, privileged white people.
Yeah.
And that sort of like, and with community and with First Nations people and with the elders, and listen to them as well. It's an amazing event. And so if people do want to come along, can you just last little plug of when, where it is, and how do you find out more?
Oh, poor Leanne, she can't hear because I've got the earphones on, so I'm doing all the talking because I'm the deaf one. Yes, so I I'll tell you a bit about the program, but it's at ECOS on Friday the 14th from
5 till 9 p.m.
I nearly said that wrong. And we're starting with a Welcome to Country from Arnie Kim Wanden, and followed by a Wayapa work, which is an earth mindfulness practice with Michelle Maxwell, storytelling and song with Marilyn Duff, who's a Palawa woman, and then the beautiful voice of Claire Garvey, who's a young Wurundjeri woman, totally very powerful, followed by the Jalo dancers who are doing some harvest dance, sharing with us, and then Ganga Giri. So he is a Palawa man, and he also runs Didgeridoo Australia and partners with us. And ending with Ganga Giri is a way to have an awesome dance. Plus, there'll be stalls, there'll be cultural stalls there, so you can I'm not exactly sure, actually. Leanne knows what the stalls are. I know that there are stalls, and she's got some earphones now.
There'll be a mix of stalls. There'll be art, craft, local produce, there'll be food, and you'll also have a chance to sit outside around the fire and just relax and soak in the atmosphere.
Yeah, amazing. So, 14th of June from 5 p.m.
But come 5 from 3 p.m. if you want to do your shopping at the market.
Oh, yes. 3:30. Yeah, market's open from 3 o'clock, so rock up at 3, enjoy 3:30, the market.
3:30, apparently. Sorry, I'm not good on the time thing.
So the market starts 3:30, straight after school. You can come along.
Yep. Beautiful.
And the entertainment and starts at 5.
Festival as well. And ticket, where can people buy a ticket?
You can go to the ECOS website. And if you put in a search, you can see on the front page the different events, or you put it in the search box for Nulu and you'll find it on the ECOS website. So it's ECOS, ECOS.org.au.
It's free for people who identify as First Nations. So, please come.
Absolutely. And Nulu is spelled NGULU.
Correct.
Festival. So go to ECOS website, just search that and you'll find it everywhere online. Amazing event. I'll be seeing you both there. I hope to see all listeners there as well. Thank you so much for today.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks heaps, Michael.
And Nulu means language or voice, and that was gifted. It's a Woiwurrung word gifted by Arnie Kim Wanden. She was the one who gave us that name.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Chelsea and Leanna. We'll see you on the 14th of June.
Thank you.
Off to a song now. Thank you. Off to a song now, and next we'll have a chat with Shani from your library.
Lisa says that it's all right when she meets me alone at night. Lisa says that she has her fun and she'll do it with just about.
Hi there, you're listening.
And welcome back. Oh, welcome back,
sorry,
everyone.
Michael.
And we've got a little change of schedule. Sorry, we've got technical issues here. We've Teddy and Sophie jumped the studio. We're switched over and hear from them next. And then after their song, we'll go to Shane from Your Library. So over to you, Teddy and Sophie.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for that intro and sorry for talking over the top of you there. I'm Sophie and I'm from the youth team at Yarra Rangers Council, and I'm here today with the lovely Teddy, who is the youth worker for the youth development team. Hello, Teddy.
Hey, Sophie. How are you doing?
I'm really well, thank you. We've just come from the Yarra Rangers Council Indigenous Development Team's reconciliation event, so it's feeling particularly important today to acknowledge that we are radioing in from beautiful Wurundjeri country. I'd like to take a quick moment to acknowledge Wurundjeri ancestors, elders, past, present, emerging, and what it means also to be radioing in, sitting on Wurundjeri country, and in all of the ways that it nourishes us, that we sit with it, breathe with it, and move towards reconciliation so that country and language and people may breathe fully again.
I really appreciate that, Sophie. Thank you for acknowledging.
Thank you, Teddy. So we are coming today at you with a quick little segment on some youth opportunities that we have for young people in the Yarra Ranges at the moment. And that is sort of... We actually had the results of our youth survey, which we ran last year, released and now published on our website. And I'm really looking forward to talking about those results with Teddy and what that survey entailed and what it means for young people in the region, and how they can get involved in the opportunities that we're offering them through some of our programs at the minute to get involved, to get connected, to get engaged, to, you know, find a spot that connects with their interests, whatever they may be. And we've got some really, really exciting ones that I can't wait to talk about. So, Teddy, would you be able to introduce the youth survey for us?
So the youth survey was hosted last year, and in 2023 we asked young people aged 12 to 25 who are connected with the Yarra Rangers to complete this survey all about their local experiences. We had 237 young people who responded, and they shared all of their insights into the community.
Wow. 237, that's pretty big. So that was the pool of responses that we had, and it was really amazing to hear from our young people and the concerns, the issues that they were identifying that are important to them. Teddy, what were they?
So we touched on these on our Instagram and Facebook page. So young people were identifying issues that are important to them, such as substance use, which could include alcohol and other drugs. They touched on their mental health and their well-being, how they can be socially isolated throughout the Yarra Ranges, and also how body image is really impacting them at the moment.
Awesome. So, substance use, mental health, social isolation, and body image, really key issues that so many people experience, and our young people are reflecting that as well.
Yes, indeed. So we're looking at young people who are telling us that they want better access to public transport, mental health services, and safe social spaces. And they were following up with revealing like their desires to see more job opportunities and support, ways to amplify their voice throughout the Yarra Ranges, and place-based approaches, because we know that living in the Yarra Ranges from one spot to another, there's such a diverse set of experiences. Like, you won't have the same life in Lilydale that you might be living in Chum Creek, for example.
Absolutely. And I suppose related to that key theme of service access and the barriers and limitations around accessing safe and frequent public transport that comes at the time when you finish school, that gets you to your second program in time and then back home safely, as well as mental health services and safe social spaces. We can really acknowledge that because of the diversity and how large geographically Yarra Ranges is, it is a real challenge. I read the other day that, and that around 70% of our population lives in just 3% of the landmass, which is significant and really puts into perspective how diverse the experience of our community within the Yarra Ranges, what their lived experience is, and what it means to be living in the Upper Yarra versus urban versus hills versus valley and so on.
Yeah, it was just the other night that we were speaking to some young people who were talking about wanting to access events and engagements that are happening in Hillsville, such as what we went to today. And they were talking about travelling from Yarra Junction to Hillsville, having to go all the way into Lilydale and then catch another bus all the way back out. It's so important that we're focusing on these barriers for young people to be getting involved with their community because of their access to services that you and I might take for granted.
Absolutely. And in the youth team, we really try. We're a small little team with limited resources, but we hear all of these young people and we know what it means to be engaged in your place, in your community. So we really try and prioritize that. And so we have heard the call for one thing, that we aren't doing enough in Belgrave and that there's a real opportunity to engage young people in Belgrave. So we are really excited to announce that we are hosting a Freezer committee out of Belgrave Community Hub. So Freezer, if you haven't heard of Freezer or our team Freezer, which is called Defrosted Events, it's a team of young people aged 14 to 25 who design and host their own events for young people by young people in their region or in their communities more specifically. So it's pretty awesome. It could look like putting on festivals, concerts, markets, youth formals. Really, it can go anywhere that our young people want to take it. And a great example of that is the book launch that we've put on and the formal that we're putting on at the minute. Teddy, what are some of your other favourites that we've put on so far this year?
So I loved that after the book launch, we also got to work again with that group of young people, that Defrosted crew in the Upper Yarra area. But we got to work with them to design a Barbenheimer event because, once again, harking back to access, they had spoken about not being able to enjoy that experience last year when those movies came out and were fresh in the social consciousness. So actually bringing that event to life locally for them up in Warburton was amazing.
It really was amazing. And it was just the best day, even to reactivate Arts Centre Warburton. I had quite a few of these young people say to us, hey, I haven't been here since I was 5 or 6 years old and I forgot how nice it is. Thank you for this. And so I feel really proud that we were able to sort of do that little bit of weaving to connect young people in with those spaces again. So we are, as I said, hosting our Belgrave Freezer committee and we are recruiting for young people at the minute to join our crew. So if you are a young person or if you know a young person who might be interested, then please send them along our way. If you take a look at our website, yarrarangers.vic.gov.au/community-youth.
That's where you'll find
us. Thank you, Teddy, because I just totally blanked. Or if you send them to our Instagram or Facebook at Yarra Rangers Youth, then they will be able to find an application form. Now, this is a really, really fun and exciting opportunity for young people who are wanting to get connected with other young people in their area or who have similar interests to them. And a lot of our young people who join in on Freezer have interests in music, dance, the creative arts, anime, drawing, art generally. Teddy, what are some other interests? Squishmallows is a really big
one. Absolutely. They are the mascot at all of our groups so far. But what I kept seeing in the application forms, which was really exciting, is how many of them are excited to know more of the technical skills, the stuff that goes on behind event management, which is also another way of linking into the youth survey and people wanting more youth-oriented job opportunities. So Freezer is an excellent way of upskilling towards that.
It is a really excellent way. Thank you for raising that. And I think a great full circle moment is that our sound tech that is putting on our youth stage at the Belgrave Lantern Festival is actually a young person who has been connected with Freezer in the past. And I think that is awesome. So Freezer is all about supporting young people to put on events for young people by young people in the region, but also looping them in with a future career and the skills to establish a future career in the creative arts. So it's really, really awesome. So we're meeting this Thursday, so tomorrow, and then the Thursday after, and then coming at you with the youth stage at Belgrave Lantern Festival. And we really, really welcome applications for this. So come and join us. We're a lot of fun.
Yes, we still have space. Please apply soon. We would love more people to join and possibly be on board at Belgrave Lantern Festival, which is a huge opportunity to be a part of.
So our youth stage at the Belgrave Lantern Festival is actually between 5 and 8 p.m. on June 22nd. So come on down to the Belgrave Lantern Festival. I haven't been before, but I'm expecting a really fantastic night with so many people within our community coming down to support the community and just be a part of this really phenomenal event. I'm also anticipating that it's going to be pretty chilly, so make sure you rug up if you're coming along.
Absolutely.
We also have a youth team, a Yarra Rangers Council Youth Team Careers Night coming up. So keep an eye out for this Youth Team Careers Open Night at the Civic Centre in Lilydale. There will be opportunities to network, hear about job opportunities, and learn about career pathways in the Yarra Rangers. There will be interactive activities and door prizes to be won. So this is on July 11th between 4:30 and 7 p.m. So pencil it in and keep your eye out again on our socials or on our website to hear more about that as some more announcements sort of come your way.
Yeah, we're really excited for this event, and we're also just wanting to emphasize that it's open to like parents and carers of young people as well. We know that so much of the support in this space only happens because of, you know, the family behind the young person helping them access their first job opportunity, for example. So we just want to say that it's going to be an all ages event, so emphasis on young people, but also bringing in the people who uplift their young people.
Absolutely. Yeah. And thank you to all of the parents and carers who are supporting young people in the area. We see what you're doing and the great work you're doing, and thank you for mobilizing our young people and hopefully encouraging them to get involved in the programs that we're running. We are really, really excited to continue to work with young people in the region and just sit with how amazing they are and their vision for what they want to see in the Yarra Rangers and how we can make that happen for them.
Mm.
We have been Teddy and Sophie from the Yarra Rangers Council Youth Team. You've been listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1 FM. And I would just like to leave it with check out our socials at Yarra Rangers Youth or our website www.yarrarangers.vic.gov.au/community/youth to find out the results and the report on the youth survey if you're interested to hear more, and also to stay up to date with the really exciting, really fun events, programs that we're putting on that uplift our young people and that really center them. A great example of that is our youth formal that we're putting on in the coming months that our young people have designed almost totally. So if you're looking to see young people be amazing, then take a look at what we've got coming up.
Yes, you will see some more news about that across our social media very soon. Pencil it in August 17th. It's a Saturday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. A youth formal is on the horizon.
Lovely stuff. Thank you so much. And thanks for having us.
Thank you too. So it's so exciting. Such amazing things happening. It is incredible. I'm going to shoot straight over now to Shani from Your Laurie. Hey, Shani.
Hey, Michael. How you going?
Oh, great to have you. And we've worked out tech issues, which are fantastic. We're going to do a short, sharp shoot of what's coming up in the Rangers now. So what's happening for the in the libraries?
Yeah, sure. So we also have an offering for the youth. I can't say it's going to be as fun or as exciting as a ball or a lantern parade, but, you know, maths is important. And currently at Hillsville Library on a Thursday afternoon at 4:30, there's opportunity for teenagers to come along to a free maths tutoring group workshop. So it's a small group, so you need to make a booking if you'd like to come in. But there is a PhD student from RMIT University named Daniel. He's really friendly and he loves to help you get your learning done, whether it's algebra basics or calculus complexities. he's up for helping you in a group session.
Fantastic.
Yes, so that's running weekly until the end of August. So anybody that's looking for that kind of free tutoring help can come to Hillsville for that. And then if we jump over to sort of another age spectrum, we have over 15 LGBTQIA plus social group. This is starting up on Monday the 17th of June at 10 o'clock here at the library. Mm-hmm. And it will be running monthly. So it's an opportunity for people to come together, whether you are LGBTQI plus yourself or if you're an ally or a friend, it's open to anybody who wants to connect in a safe space. And that's going to be run by the Council's Healthy Ageing Officer for the months of June, July and August as well. That's
amazing.
Happening.
So much going on.
So much. Thursdays are a massive day because there's also our regular Scrabble at 10 a.m. and we have a new crafters group. So if you'd like to bring your own craft into the library at 10 o'clock, there'll be a group of people all getting busy with their own little projects but doing it together. We'll throw in some tea and coffee and you're more than welcome to come on along and be warm and do that.
Whew. So much going on. The library's been amazing. And I know you will be coming up soon to school holidays as well. There's always some great things happening in school holidays. So our show's about to end soon. But if people want to find out more about what's happening at your library in Hillsville, Yarra Junction, or great things available online, where can they go to?
They can walk right in the door to any of the libraries, come and have a chat, say hi. If you can't come in but you'd still like to talk to us, you can ring us up on the phone. Hillsville's number is 9800-6497. I know that one off by heart. I'm not sure about Junctions off by heart, but you can ring Hillsville and I'll give you Junctions.
Yes.
Otherwise, if you just want to look on the website, there's the events calendar there and that has all the information. But we'd actually love to see you, so just come on down.
Absolutely, pop in. And the website is yourlibrary.com.au.
That's correct.
All the libraries there, information and lots to have and to share and to find out what's happening. So thank you, Shani. Always great to have you on board and hear what's happening in the libraries. That's our show for this month. It's been a whirlwind, a bit of a bumpy ride, but we got there in the end. Thank you for all our guests. Thank you for ECOS. Thank you for Teddy and Sophie from our youth team. And thank you, Shani, as well. And also for Kelly and Nat for our youth team, our grant team for our annual grant. Don't forget to apply for annual grants. And if you want to find out what's happening in Yarra Rangers, always go to our Yarra Rangers Council website and search event, and we have a great list of events happening in your community. That's us this month. Thank you so much for joining us. Rock us on. We'll see you on the first Wednesday in July.